After months and months of campaigning, the ballots for November are set. In Wisconsin, there are a handful of House seats up for grabs and one U.S. Senate seat. Chris Murray is with Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He told WUWM's Latoya Dennis that the most interesting congressional races in the state are the U.S. Senate contest and the race for Paul Ryan's House district in southeastern Wisconsin.
I think if you look at the House races, there's not very much that jumps out. House races, for the most part, are quite predictable given the way the district lines are drawn. I think the one race that people would look at is the first district, and is interesting because Speaker Ryan is retiring. So with him not on the ballot, that would make that race much more competitive than if he were running for re-election. With the primary on both the Democratic and the Republican side, you have two candidates emerge who I wouldn't say equally have a likelihood of winning. I think that's still a Republican-leaning district. And so I would just kind of caution against expecting dramatic changes as a result of the House races. My guess is if you look at the party breakdown of the eight seats going into November, I would be shocked if it were any different coming out of November. Absent something really dramatic happening, and there I could only think of the first district as being where that would even be possible, given the way those lines are actually drawn.
Come November now, Gwen Moore, a longtime congresswoman from Wisconsin, will face off against Tim Rogers, a Republican. Now, what caught my interest about this race is the fact that Gwen Moore is a Democrat. She's Black. I think most people know that. But Tim Rogers, the Republican, is also African-American. Do you find anything interesting about that?
That's the most Democratic district in the state of Wisconsin. It's the party label that's going to matter there. I would not even fathom betting against Gwen Moore in the general election. In any election year, to say nothing of this type of an election year, which seems like it's going to be even better for Democrats than it would normally be in a district like that.
What about the Senate race? Leah Vukmir facing off against Tammy Baldwin.
So the first thing we can say is it's a midterm election in which the party of the president normally does quite poorly. So usually what happens in a midterm election is that voters of the opposite party of the president have a greater incentive to turn out and vote and to support their candidates. And that's something you see nationwide. So that would suggest that regardless of who the candidates are, Democrats should do better. Then you've got Tammy Baldwin, who's obviously now the candidate on the Democratic side. She's an incumbent, so she has already won statewide in her first election in 2012. So she has a greater statewide profile than her challenger does. She also happens to come from a part of the state that is the most energized this year. All of that is going to work to Tammy Baldwin's advantage.
And my final question for you, the Senate seat, the House seat, are these important at the national level?
I think, you know, given what I said about, you know, the Wisconsin House races not being likely to flip, I wouldn't expect Wisconsin's races to be terribly important for which party gets the majority in the House. I think on the Senate side, it is much more important what happens in Wisconsin because there is such a small Republican majority right now. I mean, the Democrats are hoping to, you know, they just need to pick up two seats. And kind of conversely, they need to defend their Democratic incumbents, of which Senator Baldwin is one. If you're looking at this from the standpoint of the Democrats trying to take over control of the Senate, it's hard to see how they can do that if they lose in Wisconsin.
Chris Murray is with Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis.